Hey, ew. What's happening?
Hey, Brooks.
I am Brooks.
Hi, John.
And it's the Basement Buddies Podcast.
Hi, hi. We got a new buddy. Our friend Tyler is here.
Hello.
Hello.
I'm Tyler.
This is Tyler.
You know, Brooks, I got a bone to pick with you. This is an hour earlier than John time, because I'm abstaining from daylight saving time.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Yeah, my personal time zone isn't changing. I'm sticking with standard.
Wait, with standard, what we were just in?
Yeah, in the winter.
Well,
standard.
Okay. I know we probably should talk to Tyler first thing, but I listened to, but we're not going to.
Shut up,
I
Tyler.
Listened
Don't
to the daylight savings. I
haven't even said
I listened to the daylight savings time episode from last year with our friend Kaz. He was on that episode, and it was pandemic. Everything started shutting down. I feel like the next week we did a podcast and then we went to Zoom.
Mm.
But you mentioned the fact that you were going to go standard time, John time, all the time.
I don't see why I have to, you know, listen to the man do what they say.
How do you feel, Tyler? How do you feel about daylight saving times?
I don't feel great about it. I think that I was just reading something that it might be a liberal hoax like the pandemic.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense.
Well, what pandemic? I mean, if you're saying the old people were going to die an hour later, then I agree.
Well, it depends on the time zone. Some places don't do daylight savings.
Yeah, like doesn't Arizona or places in Arizona don't do it?
Yeah, exactly.
Hawaii doesn't do it.
So you lived in Arizona for a bit.
I lived there a couple of times, yeah.
What was it like down there during the on daylight? It was like, what, mountain time?
There aren't really words
to describe
how glorious it is.
It's just different.
Like the sun would be setting an hour earlier? Right.
Yeah, you don't get those like 9:30 sunsets.
Just the whole year round, it sets exactly when you'd expect it to. There's not like two times when it's like, oh, this is an hour early. Oh, this is an hour late.
Yeah.
It's just always right on time.
All right.
Whereabouts in Arizona were you living?
One thing I like about it, Arizona.
I've lived in Phoenix, I guess, like mostly Tempe and Chandler. They're like suburbs of Phoenix.
Yeah.
Whenever somebody says Phoenix, they mean Chandler, because Phoenix is too expensive? Because it's like always...
No, Scottsdale is expensive. Phoenix is pretty... I mean, we live in Portland. It's way more expensive here than Phoenix.
Yeah. I think Scottsdale.
Scottsdale is super high-end.
Is that the one with the vortexes?
No, that's Tempe. Or no, Sedona.
Sedona.
Sedona has the vortexes.
Yeah.
There's also a vortex down off I-5 in Oregon.
Yeah, Oregon has a couple.
And that's where you go and like do your butthole sunshine charging.
Didn't do anything with buttholes.
No, I don't know that.
But golf balls rolled uphill.
Oh.
Oh. And there's aliens there?
I didn't I didn't see any aliens, but I couldn't say there weren't.
Oh.
So Tyler, I've known Tyler since he was a baby. I imagined your birthday's in August of 1985.
Ooh, good month.
Mine is in March.
Bad month. Hey,
good month. And what is that? How many months? Like
five,
6 months different?
5 months.
5-6 months? No one could know. And I imagine my mom brought over me as a 5-month-old to show me you coming from out of your mother's womb.
Oh, probably.
This is your imagination.
I think I can remember it.
Oh, as a 5-month-old.
As a 5-month-old. Probably. This is one of my... I was like... And my mom was like, you'll be friends with that baby someday.
Cool.
And it brought some weird thing. Yeah.
But so I was five. Like, so I don't remember that because I was 5 months pre-memories.
Yeah. Oh, so yeah, you get memories at 5 months.
I believe you, but I don't remember it.
Did your mom ever bring you to show off a vagina to you when you were 5 months old?
Probably.
I think that's where your sexuality comes from.
Yeah.
That's how you said it in stone.
You said it.
Their first memory has to be of a vagina.
My mom has been showing off vaginas to me, not her own, nothing gross, but since I was 5 months old.
Oh, good.
It's important.
Good.
And I sort of thought that was like a me thing, but I'm glad that it was like everybody. Yeah. Okay, good.
You don't have children, so you never learned.
Right.
So your parents
it's part of dad school.
Yeah.
Yeah. They teach you that.
Well, thanks, guys.
So why don't you have any kids, Tyler, huh?
I got a vasectomy when I was 29.
Nice.
Because I don't particularly like kids or
good
have any faith in my ability to make enough money to provide the kind of life that a kid deserves.
No, that's fair. Yeah. That's smart. I was telling Brooks a while ago, I spend a fair amount of time on the child-free subreddit where people actively dislike children.
Is it? Are you on there, Tyler?
I'm not on that one, yeah. But I'm on Reddit, and like in a larger sense,
right? And those people hate kids, and yeah, I'm kind of like,
let me get up on that right
yeah,
now.
Yeah, yeah.
All those things that they're saying are
I'm
true.
Like, they're not wrong. They're like, kids take up all your time, and I don't have time for hobbies. I'm like, yeah, but then you,
but then there's something that's forced to love you when you're old.
Yeah, they have
and,
to love you,
and would be upset if you were no longer around.
Well.
Unless
maybe
they didn't. What are you?
What's yeah. the subreddit?
Child free.
Okay. All right. Here we go.
Get on there.
Yep.
And game changer.
And I feel bad for a lot of these people because they get so much shit for not having kids, like I just gave to you. And, you know, they'll go someplace and people expect them to accommodate their children. Like, oh, can I have this seat? I have kids. And it's like, it's so rude, I think, of a lot of people who do have children, the way they treat people.
Especially to, like, hold it over people like it's the better thing.
Right.
I oh, have you kids, failed so I get this. It's like...
Yeah, no, no, no.
Oh, you failed. I don't have kids. I'm winning.
Yeah, I think that's so rude. Because every child is a choice. You know, it's pretty easy math to figure out where they come from.
But doesn't...
Speak for yourself.
But, like, you know, sleeping in... Every morning, not having somebody shit their bed and you have to wake up and change it. And doesn't all that stuff just get tiring? Like not,
yeah, not having to do that?
Clean up, puke, like
yeah, it must be exhausting.
I don't, like, yeah. I don't ever drink any alcohol, so I've got very few excuses for when I shit the bed, but it doesn't never happen.
Right. Chances are small, but not zero.
Right, exactly. Sub 10% chance that I'm gonna shit the bed on any given night.
So anyway, I apologize for all breeders who give you shit, including myself.
I appreciate that, but did. I can take it. At the end of the day, I'm fine.
Go
without
home to a quiet house,
right? Exactly.
Was go to sleep whenever you want.
Was there a problem with the doctor? Like, do they question you when?
Yeah,
you're
you get a bunch of crap.
And...
Definitely, they questioned me at several stages along the way. I called as soon as I found out that I could get a free vasectomy from Planned Parenthood with Oregon Health Plan. I was like, okay, I'll be down there in 6 minutes.
Right.
And they were like, no, you got to wait a month. And I was like, okie doke. So I waited a month and 6 minutes. And then I went down there and I got literally asked six or seven times, like to confirm who I was, confirm my birthday, maybe even last for my social. And seven or eight people asked me if I was there on my, like on making my own decision or if I had been like pressured into it.
Interesting.
And I was like, do you have any idea how much kids costs? Of course I'm here on my own.
Yeah. This is a good decision.
I wonder if there's people like pressuring their mid 20s deadbeat kids. Not that that's what you were at the time.
No, I mean, it was late 20s deadbeat kid.
Okay. Yeah.
But nobody pressured
like
me.
Parents pressuring their deadbeat, like, who's getting money from them every month. They're kind of, they got a ne'er-do-well child and they're like, I'm stopping giving you money unless you get a vasectomy because I don't want to have to pay for your kid also.
Can't afford both of you.
Yeah, maybe. That's possible. I think vasectomy should be free and I think there should be a van just hanging out at colleges and, you know, hey, if you kind of feel like it, sure, get one.
I mean, I just feel like there need to be like regulations for people to be allowed to have kids.
Yeah.
I mean, you got to prove some sort of competence to drive. You got to prove some sort of competence to drive a bigger truck. Like, this is way more important than driving trucks of any size.
Right, right.
Sounds a lot like China, though, back in the day.
It's hard because it's such a, like, slippery slope.
But I'm for it.
Who's the decider?
I guess I feel like on the opposite side of it, you're not allowed to not have them a lot of the time. Well, in a lot of places, they try to control it from that aspect. And it's like, that seems backwards to me.
Yeah. When there's like a ton of religious pressure from people to have children. Like if you lived in a rural southern town, you go to your local doctor and he's like, nah, I won't give you a vasectomy because you're not married and you don't have kids.
I have.
Yeah, it's your duty to reproduce.
Reproduce, yeah.
I have an aunt who's up in her 80s, and she had 10 children.
Uh-huh.
And now that she's getting closer to that rainbow bridge, she's just getting kicked around. She didn't plan, really. She didn't plan to have the kids, and now she's just kind of getting kicked around from kid to kid.
Because someone will take care of her?
Take care of her for 6 months.
Did you say she didn't plan to have the kids?
Well, Catholic people, they plan. They're always just in it to make that
kid. They don't believe in birth control.
But are they always planning it? Like, fill it up. It's empty. Who's moving in this time?
I think there is that pressure, yeah.
Oh, cool.
Yeah.
But yeah.
The Mormons are that way. I was raised Mormon, Tyler. And there's a lot of religious pressure to have children. They don't forbid birth control, though.
So. Was it your plan? Well, at what age, or if you have separated yourself from Mormonism, at what age did you do that? And then when did you, like, you fell in love with this woman and decided you would have kids, or you just felt obligated, or it was
I was probably like 10, and I was like, this is dumb. I just didn't jive with me. It didn't fit into my brain well. But I walked the walk and stuck with it because I didn't have a choice, you know, as a kid. I was the fourth kid. And we always just went to church and I had to do it. It wasn't an option. And then when I moved out to go to college, I stopped going. Yeah. So I was like, oh, I'm free. Finally. I never regretted it.
I wasn't raised with any religion suggested or forced upon me at all. In sophomore or junior year, I went to youth group for a while.
Yeah.
Just
because there's girls there.
Really liked, the girls and like a big community feel. It was cool to like be with friends and socializing. But then I like did some more thinking for myself and that didn't really fit in with anybody there. So I sort of stopped going.
Yeah. That's kind of how it goes.
If another 14-year-old girl who was Christian would have given me more attention when I was 14, maybe touched my penis.
Right. You'd be probably a pastor right now.
I'd probably be a pastor right now.
Yeah, yeah, I get that.
You'd have been paying it forward to 14-year-old boys.
Oh, no. Oh, yeah. Oh,
maybe.
I'd be like, I'm going to walk out of the room for a while. You guys have fun. And I wink at all the kids. Wait, is that how it works?
I think he was.
I never went. I don't know.
Yeah, who knows?
I mean, we all know, but
anyway, I want to have kids. I like kids, so I decided to have them. It's like an ego thing, you know, that way I have someone who's forced to love me and they're like a little version of me.
It's more that I don't like responsibility than it is that I don't like kids.
That's fair.
Just like, well,
and the thing about,
I'm not going to do that.
You know, I always had a good idea of what kids were like because there's a lot in my family and I'd seen babies plenty of times. But the aspect of parenting that I didn't really appreciate until I had kids was how relentless it is. It just doesn't, you know, you don't get days off really. If you have a good partner, you can have time off and maybe a night to yourself, perhaps, or an hour or two to go to a podcast.
John's looking at me while my kids are screaming upstairs. You can hear them off in the house. And Jamie's trying to calm them down.
Shut up, Dad's doing it.
That's all you got the headphones on.
Yep. We can't hear a thing.
It was a sunny weekend, guys.
It was.
Rainy weekend. Sunny week.
Sunny week. Yeah.
I think it was sunny-ish.
Yesterday.
Not rainy yesterday. I don't know if it was sunny. It probably was.
Did everybody get out and enjoy the Portland sun? The fake spring?
Yeah, a little bit. I left early on Thursday. I texted my boss. I was like, I gotta leave due to sunshine. See ya. Took off like an hour early.
Freeways might be jam-packed. I won't be able to. I'll be stuck in traffic for
the weekend.
No, it wasn't too bad. It was like Thursday, so.
So, anybody do anything?
I almost need to mow my lawn again.
I mowed my lawn yesterday.
I was just pulled into my house on the way back from the gym today and was like, I'm gonna have to buy a fucking lawnmower.
Yeah.
Man, it's a good thing I don't have kids. These are the responsibilities that I like try hard to avoid, but they're like, it's an inevitability.
You got to find some, do neighborhood kids still wander around? Like, did you ever mow lawns?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So maybe you should start up the old business and pay for that lawnmower in like 2 weekends. buy a lawnmower, then mow everyone's lawn in the neighborhood for like, is it still like $7 per lawn?
No, it's 10 at least.
Ooh, inflation, I think 20.
It might be 20.
Ah, yeah.
I'm stuck
on. Depends on how big the lawn is.
Late 90s.
I mean, the thing is, you, especially in Portland, you just highball it, and then if they argue, you can come down, but.
Yeah.
I would always be really specific.
Mostly people are passive aggressive in Portland, so they'd probably just begrudgingly pay $20.
Well, yeah. I'll take it.
It depends on the kid, too. If you're like a cute kid and you seem like you're really working hard, $20, I'll be like, eh, fine.
You want to borrow Daniel? He'll be the seller, the salesman. He'll go up on the porch.
I was going to say, I'll just shave my face real close.
Yeah, look like a baby.
A couple times a day before I go knock on the door.
Hey, mister, can I have $20? Yeah, just talk like a baby. Do you have a big lawn, Tyler?
No, not very big.
Yeah, I have an electric lawnmower, which I really like.
Battery or like a plug-in?
It's plug-in. I'm not fancy enough to have a battery. There was a free one.
Hey, man, no judgment.
And it's cool because I have a really dinky lawn, and it's such a pain in the ass to get a gas mower like up and running. You got to maintain it, drain the gas, all this shit you got to do. The electric one, I just drag it out, plug it in. I'm done in 5 minutes.
Last year, I borrowed a weed whacker from the neighbors across the street who had just bought a brand new lawnmower, and I was like, I'm not gonna be the one that fucks up your lawnmower before you've used it.
Right.
So I used their weed whacker, and it was like, it felt silly, but it worked just fine.
Oh, the whole lawn.
The whole lawn with the weed whacker?
Yeah, because it's not very big.
The whipper snipper?
Exactly.
That's what they call it in Australia.
That's what, doesn't Dan call him that?
Yeah, for some
reason. Is Dan Australian?
No, I think so.
He wants to be. He really wishes he would. He was Australian.
Whipper snipper.
Whipper snipper. So let's get to an email.
Oh.
Bing bang. Or I can move on to...
Do you have it ready?
I have it... No, I don't have it ready.
Well, then why do you fucking try to move us on?
Shit, I'm sorry.
So bad at this.
Hey, guess what?
What?
Both of my mother-in-law and father-in-law... Actually, two mother-in-laws vaccinated. Father-in-law, half vaccinated.
Nice. Fully? Two mother-in-laws fully vaccinated?
Oh, wait.
How do you have two mother-in-laws?
Jamie's...
Oh, her mom and her stepmom.
Got divorced. Yeah. Are those the same...
I'm not sure how that works.
I have two wives.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's, shit.
I forgot.
I'll assume Jamie doesn't listen to this podcast.
She sure doesn't.
She doesn't.
What's your other wife's name? I forget.
Cynthia.
Cynthia.
I mean, I don't... I'm just...
I don't have one.
But yeah, we went over there for some brunch.
What do you mean half vaccinated is not the same as fully vaccinated?
Well, if you're half vaccinated, you're not going to die.
Jesus.
That's definitely not true.
Yeah.
No, I think... The vaccines, one, it's is like 70%
from
dying. You can still catch it, but you won't die.
No, that's not true at all.
No, that's true.
All right,
only dying from COVID or like you're just
you're not ever going to die. So only get one, everybody.
Mm.
This is what I learned.
But so the second vaccination, I don't know how to talk.
I think you don't catch it with one.
Like undoes that and you
can don't think that's true at all.
Take all of your medical advice about the corona.
I just don't understand why we've waited a whole fucking year and people can't wait 3 more weeks. They're like, oh, I got a shot.
Nope.
Time to party.
One's fine.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
It's definitely, it's like now the vaccine's here. It's rolling out and everybody's like, all right, back to normal.
Yeah, I know. Yeah.
There are just so many people out on my route.
We're so close.
But at least in my area, everybody's still wearing masks out in stores. But I still don't want to go to a restaurant. And hang out with a whole bunch of other people.
We're so close. I can't believe people who aren't.
We're not that close. It's all a hoax, John.
Oh, well, that's true. This plandemic. Huh?
We got Trump out. It worked.
Yeah.
And now it's all fixed.
Yeah, it's like, I'm glad that we won the election, but I wish we hadn't cheated to win, you know?
I mean, we had to.
There was a lot of work faking all those ballots.
The thing that's so weird about it is that those same faked ballots, were acceptable for like the Senate races on the same piece of paper, but they only faked.
We only faked the president.
This is science.
It was hard. Well, next time, can we stuff the ballots to get rid of daylight saving time?
There's people working at that, right?
We had it. We were going to vote on it as Oregonians, but we need Washington and California on the same wavelength.
Maybe part of Alaska? Are they all different time zone?
Canada?
I thought there was.
Well, Alaska.
No, no. Time
Canada,
zone.
Canada doesn't mean shit.
They do what they want up there.
You hear that, BC? Get fucked. We don't care about you.
They still got the queen on their money. Right?
The idiots.
Come on.
Yeah, and they got Vancouver, one of the most overpriced cities in the country, in the world.
It's because it's so close to Portland. It's a suburb.
Sure. Not that Vancouver.
Yeah, we're surrounded. Oh. We're surrounded by those expensive cities. Like Seattle's more expensive. San Francisco's probably the second most expensive city in the country.
Yeah,
man, just
and
inching closer every day.
And people move here to save money.
Yeah, well, if you came from San Fran, you go, oh shit, $1 million houses, no problem. And you would buy them up like they're candy. That's what they do. It's these damn Californians.
Fucking Californians. You're not from. He
right said he was born across the street.
Right across the street from me. I remember.
I thought I was going to catch an accusation.
You son of a bitch. Was I visiting California that weekend?
I've been to California. I don't mind telling you.
And
how dare you?
Everybody's jerks down there?
Not everybody. Most.
We went to LA for my birthday a couple years ago.
That was really
went to the
fun.
Magic Castle. Saw good old Michael Theoli.
I was thinking about when will be the next time we took it was John's birthday, and the two of us flew down there and stayed in a cool
hotel.
It's all set up by his wife.
Yeah. That was a fun little... Yeah, speaking of having a nice partner, I had a whole weekend without a kid.
Were you insinuating that you're also an August birthday?
Yeah, yeah. The 8th.
Oh, all right.
Close. Brooks is 3-3. I'm 8-8. 8-8.
Crazy eights.
I'm 8-5-85. Pretty good.
Oh. Yeah, that's pretty good. 8-8-82.
Ooh. Oh, okay. Old man. Coming up, pushing on 39.
Grown-ass man, dog.
Yeah, almost 40.
Let's get this email from old Andy.
How old is Andy?
I don't know.
He's got college-age kids, so he's a bit
older. Can you respond to the email?
Andy, how old are you?
Oh,
We'll find out next week.
I'm new here. Give me a break.
Gentlemen, about John's mom's Equinox. As I've said before, those engines are terrible.
Yeah.
The mechanic should have planned to replace the chain and all of the associated sprockets in the first place. If Uncle Bumblefuck tried to half-ass it and just by changing the chains, he ought to be responsible for doing it again.
Yeah.
Fuck that guy.
She still does not have the car back as of this recording.
At some point, you should learn to do the job right the first time. There are car repairs you can half-ass, and I know all of those.
Right.
If you want to hang your exhaust with 3 coat hangers and a handful of paper clips, knock yourself out. But engine and suspension repair have to be done right, and you're risking lives of everyone else on the road. I believe that to be true.
Yeah.
But I one true. Time to lower my car, listened to our friend Aaron, all of our mutual friend Aaron, his brother, said you can just...
Cut the spring?
Just cut the spring while it's on there. You don't have to take anything apart. You can just, like...
I thought that's how you did it. Is that...
You're supposed to, like, take it apart and cut the spring so the spring, as you're cutting it, doesn't shoot and, like, stab you in the face.
Mm.
And I said, yeah, sure, go ahead. And he cut... He wasn't sure which side to cut. There's a top and bottom.
Uh-huh.
And he cut the top, which is... You're not supposed to cut.
Oh.
And I brought it to the shop for something else a week later, and it had twisted and was, like, an inch away from the tire. Just a rusty, sharp spring. All right. Thanks for the jagged rock analogy. That helped.
Oh, good.
Andy's dad just passed away last week. The auto repair shop is a family business. His grandfather started it in 1959. Dad took it over 1986, and I guess if I have some crazy idea, there's no one left to stop me. It's getting easier to talk about, maybe because whenever I'm at work, I'm basically swimming around in memory triggers.
Yeah.
Promise next week something interesting to contribute. Thanks, Andy.
Yeah, thanks, Andy.
Don't feel obligated. No. You got enough on your...
No,
play.
Don't tell him not to fill out.
We need content.
Edit that out.
I need. No, I'm leaving it in. I'm going to reprimand you. I'm going to leave that in. Andy.
I'm sorry I said that, Andy. You are obligated.
Yeah, you're on the hook.
We need you. You're part of the show. You're our third person.
As someone who also has lost their father, I feel bad for you.
Yeah, it's not any fun.
Mm.
How old were you?
It just happened the February 29th leap year of last year.
Oh, wow. Yeah, so it's still pretty fresh.
Yeah.
It was unexpected. Kind of.
It was like a shock the actual day that it happened, but he was in shitty health and didn't do anything to try to correct it ever.
I was talking to my neighbor, or my sister was telling me about this, Annalisa, Noah's sister. Both her parents have died, and one of them died suddenly of a heart attack when he was like 52, and then her mother died of cancer over the course of several years. And my sister asked, is it better to have it sudden or know it's coming? She's like, oh, they're shitty in both ways. They're both shitty in their own way, you know, because like my dad was very sudden, mm-hmm. and it's just like this crazy whirlwind explosion of your life. But watching somebody
deteriorate
is also pretty awful.
Mine was sort of split the difference.
Yeah,
it was a shock. The actual day that it happened, like I was saying, but when my parents separated in 2003, he basically drank himself to death then and didn't die.
Right.
And we'd even had conversations how he thought he was on borrowed time, and he wasn't doing anything different with his health or eating habits or not smoking or not drinking. So anytime I didn't get anytime he didn't answer a phone call, I thought that he had passed or something. So it wasn't completely out of nowhere, but it wasn't.
Yeah, it's, well, no matter what, it's rough, you know.
You got another thing coming, Brooks, you and your living father.
No, I told him not to die last week.
Oh, all right.
And he wrote in an email and said, you got it, son. Not dying.
Big time.
Got it.
He found that stream or that.
Oh, from Tuck Everlasting?
From Tuck Everlasting.
How did I know that?
That's the only book that I know anything
about.
It was
a spring that came up out of the ground. You ever read that book when you were a kid?
No.
Okay.
I feel like my mom read.
I feel like I should get some fucking credit for.
Fuck yeah.
Knowing what's going on in your dumb brain.
I'm glad that you didn't look at me and say, what the fuck are you talking about, dude?
Piss eggs?
Yeah, those are.
What's wrong with you?
Piss eggs will also make you live forever.
Oh, okay.
Okay. Yeah.
I got Brooks a new book.
This is.
Because I hate that other book.
This is the colossal collection of quotable quotes. And we have Dizzy Divas is the selection of page 193.
For those of you at home following along.
For those of you reading along at home. I wish men had boobs because I like to feel. I like the feel of them. It's so funny. When I record, I sing with hands over each of them. Maybe it's a comfort thing. This is Baby Spice from the Spice Girls.
Oh.
That's fucking sexy, right?
Does she always sing that way? Was she the sexy one? Baby Spice?
I don't know. Maybe. I was more of a Scary Spice gal.
Full disclosure, I'm covering my breasts.
Yeah, Tyler's been holding his breasts this whole weekend. Yeah.
Yeah,
it doesn't feel that much better to me, but they're not very big.
Hosts aren't required to wear clothes, as you can see.
Right.
But we didn't realize that you knew the rule. I mean, I'm cool with it. It's like it's more freeing, but yeah.
I've known you my whole life.
I'm gonna start covering my boobs when I sing as well.
Don't you remember that when you watched me be birthed?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yep.
Your first memory.
Your mom was covering her boobs.
And Tyler was Breech.
Did she sing? Was she singing?
She was singing. She is
the song of birth.
How's that go again, John?
You're trying to pimp me into singing?
Pretty confident that none of us have given birth. I can only speak for myself.
I've been there for a few. So I was out in my hot tub the other night. You can take your, now that you're not singing, Tyler, take your hands down. I was out in the hot tub and I got some new neighbors and they are some sassy ladies over. Sassy mid-20s, just ladies loving life. I feel like they would hate me because I'm a man.
Is this the first podcast on which you've referenced these particular ladies?
Uh-huh.
They're new.
Okay, what's the over-under on how many podcasts
before they find out?
Well, I did a TikTok video about them. Multiple TikTok videos.
That's
about
not a podcast.
So still
That's a TikTok.
Probably zero. No, I love them.
Well, then I'll take the over.
Okay. What are the odds?
What's the VIG? I don't know how betting works.
I'll give you 3 points on that, John.
Okay. Is that good? Here's my money.
I have no idea what any of that means.
Well, so like how many episodes do we imagine it'll be before they figure out?
So you bet over or under a number?
We suggest that it'll be 74 and a half episodes. And if they figure out on the 75th, then it's over. If they figure out on the 73rd, then it's under.
Hey, what's the spread? They go, they beat the spread. What does that mean?
Spread is like a combined total score from both teams.
So we're betting on football.
Yeah, essentially. Right. The spread is the difference in points between the teams. Like you could win.
So that's just a thing you can bet on.
Right.
Okay.
You could win by 7 points and not beat the spread. And then
it's like a lesser bet
depending on how your bet's set up. If a team's shitty, they will give that team 8 points. And if the other team doesn't beat them by 8 points, then you still win. Maybe. Yeah.
And is set by like the betting house or whoever?
Just different facilities in Vegas or whatever. Okay.
So who's setting the spread on my neighbor here? Is it just you or you got to run those numbers?
I was just bringing it up for a conversation. I don't know. There are too many variables for me to actually pick a number.
Oh, they're going to find out.
Well, I would think if they're ever going to find out, it'll be like 5 episodes.
As long as they keep with the funny next door and we keep talking about it, maybe it like catches on like wildfire, our conversation about their conversation. Pretty soon we get invited to go on Mark Maron's podcast.
Why?
To talk about them.
We'll bring the three of us and Mark Maron and them.
Yeah, all of us together.
All on this podcast.
I haven't
Basement
listened to Mark.
Buddies.
Yeah, Mark Maron can come on our podcast.
I've never heard of him.
Kiss our ass, Mark Maron.
Yeah, I don't care for him.
I don't even know who you are.
Yeah, take that. Burn.
Ooh.
Are they that direction as a point?
They are the house behind
you
backyard.
Share a backyard fence.
If we were
due west of you,
if our front porches were our faces, we would be bumping butts.
Got it. Yeah, that makes sense. Yeah. That's an easy way to say it. Instead of you share a backyard fence,
that's pretty deep.
Yep.
Oh. So anyway, they're young kids partying.
They're
all
young,
the time.
They're young kids partying. They have been out there and loud quite a bit, but I'm out there. One of them was flaming, like spinning some fire out there in the backyard at like 11 o'clock at night. And they're just laughing, having a good time. And I'm just listening.
And you call the police.
No, I just sit in my
crotchety old man.
No, I sit in my, my hot tub and I listen to them.
You're like, I hope they talk about something sexy.
They were.
Oh.
Fuck yeah, they were. And then
our prayers have been answered.
the neighbor, the apartment, we both share a fence with this apartment that's next door. And somebody from that apartment, as I'm out there, comes over and is like, hey, there was people out in this backyard. Like 2 o'clock in the morning yelling last night. You guys can't do that anymore. And they're like, oh, sorry. Yeah, that wasn't me, but there's a lot of people that live in this house. And he's like, stop, just don't be out here that late. And then like, okay, well, hey, I can give you my phone number. Like
call,
she's being like
me.
Nice.
Yeah.
Like, hey, call me. And he's like, no, just don't be loud. And like, she's like, well, like
loud is a relative thing.
Well,
let's
know. Like a lot of people live here, so I can go tell them. Like, I don't know.
I'm here to help you out.
Yeah, I'm trying to help you out here. And then he's like, I gotta go. Just don't be loud. And,
fucking A.
And then a minute or two later, they just start fucking shit talking.
I would.
Dude, like,
fuck that guy.
Super loud. And it was like, you know, we have conversations where we're shit talking a person. And we'll go throughout like, we'll have a conversation about something. We'll shit talk that person for like 5 minutes. Then we'll talk about something else. Back to shit talking.
Sure.
And it went like that for the next hour and a half. And I was like, this dude's probably up in his apartment.
Fuming.
Fuming. was like, my wife was trying to sleep last night. You woke her up, and this girl in the backyard's like, maybe you should have reached on over and taken care of your wife, and maybe you should have shut her mouth or something.
Wow.
I was like, man, these gals are good. So I'm excited about what future may come.
Yeah, you should set up a camera so you can spy on them, you creep.
What? No, I don't need their... I just like listening to them. It's like a live podcast. Is this wrong, John?
I don't know.
You listen.
Depending on how much you enjoy it.
Well, I'm out in my...
Are you wearing clothes?
Scale of 1 to 10.
Okay. Scale it. I couldn't...
Yeah, are you flying half-mast during this, or...
No.
Okay.
But I couldn't find my trunks when I was getting in, and I was like...
Couldn't find my trunks.
So my hands are tied. I have to get in. There's no way I can get in.
I could not get in the hot tub.
I understand.
And
you're going to tell me that you're a homeowner that only has one pair of trunks.
I have multiple pair, but some I like more than others, you know?
That's not the question.
It goes my
We don't care about the ranking fucking...
Yeah, that also doesn't matter. There, it's just more options.
Goes to naked, and then it goes to the ones I found, you know? Let's just leave it at that.
So you got in naked, and so you're listening to some 20-something-year-old girls having a party in your neighbor's yard, or in their yard.
Yeah.
Okay. I'm just saying... Doesn't Stop look being... great.
I
Be
did,
careful.
Or sound great.
Yeah, it doesn't sound great.
I had the opportunity, if I wanted to take up the creep level, to go up into my kid's fort and just look down into their backyard.
Yeah. Naked.
Yeah, you should...
I'd put trunks on if I was going to do that.
Yeah. You should suppress that thinking. Yeah.
Would that be weird if you're just hanging out with your wife and a friend?
It's weird hearing about it.
Yeah. Yeah, it's weird you telling us. Wait, if I'm there, then it's funny and it's cool.
Yeah, a couple of us there. It's like a party. It's
okay. Not,
yeah, but we're just goofing.
You by yourself, naked. That's weird.
Yeah, that's a problem.
Not a personal shot. You're fine.
Yeah, you're fine.
This situation is what's weird.
I was just waiting to hear, is that giggling over there? And then like head over the fence. Hey.
Yeah. No
this
shit.
Guy's giggling at us.
Blame it on the guy that yelled at him.
That guy. Yeah, okay. I'm not calling the cops on them for being loud.
No, it's in your backyard, too.
Like, no, but you have an out now. If you do, you could just... They would always think it was that guy first.
Mm.
And conversely, you could, like...
Call the cops and be that guy?
Or you could, like, egg his apartment.
Oh.
And he would inevitably think 100 times out of 100 it had to be
those girls.
Those bitches.
I make a big sign that says, fuck you, dude, for getting mad at us for being loud, and I throw it in their backyard. So that he can look down at it. Okay.
Yeah, you got to play one side against the other. Okay, a lot of ins, a lot of outs.
Yeah, do it all
for content.
Yeah,
for content for me. Super Fan Joe.
Super Fan Joe.
100.
Great question.
Great question.
What episode is this?
Oh, I don't know.
146? No, wait. We've done 130.
Well, we're coming up on 3 years.
3 years. We just passed 3 years of doing this.
Wow. Seriously? I haven't even been on Reddit for 3 years. Oh. No, I have, but I just barely.
I just celebrated my 11th year on Reddit.
Congratulations.
He's read almost all of it.
I've read the whole internet. I've been there for a long time. Super Fan Joe.
100 great
What is something you know you used to know but cannot remember anymore? Oh, like the combination of my high school locker, you know, shit like that?
I used to do all of the states in alphabetical order. Now I can only get up to Alabama, Alaska, Arizona, Arkansas, California.
You know what's super hard?
Delaware, Florida, Georgia, Hawaii, Idaho.
Shut the fuck up.
Indiana.
Write out 50 states. I bet you can't do it. It's really actually quite hard.
I used to know all of them in alphabetical order.
I've done that one time. I tried it. I don't know how old I was. I got 47 and couldn't.
And you're like, there are no more states.
Right.
50 is too many.
We've been lied to. There is only 47 states.
And then you go, oh yeah, Virginia is a state. Shit. Who knew?
Debatable.
Take that, Virginia. Stay down, Virginia. There's plenty I learned in school that I have no idea. I remember looking at my old homework from college and I was like, nope, no idea. You know, I was in that mindset then, and I could do it, and I could probably get back to there, but I don't keep it in my brain.
Like playing video games, like I used to play Donkey Kong Country for the Super Nintendo so much.
Yeah, we played the fuck out of that.
That, like, even...
Well, we played it like a year ago.
Even 20 years later, I'm coming and I'm like, this is where the things are. Like, my muscle memory is to just go to the secret passage and like, oh, yeah, you just go over here every time. But there's some that I've forgotten.
Well, I was telling you the other week that my son's been playing Mario 2, the original old school.
Yeah.
On NES?
On NES. Well, it's on an emulator. The Switch has the emulator on it.
A lot of people don't like that, but I liked it.
That one's pretty fun. It's different, you know?
Yeah, it's just a...
And there's definitely shit in there. I was like, oh, I remember this. And it's been 30 years since I played it.
Dig down into one of those pots to get the door to drop. And you got to bring it outside and drop it.
Yep. It's pretty fun. Video games stick in your brain.
Pretty much only video games, and everything else is gone.
But you were so connected to the video games. That it mattered that much.
It got... burned in. If only there was a way for me to learn like math or history through video gameplay.
Did you ever do like number munchers or typing Mavis Beacon kind of shit?
I think if I was a child now with all the programs that they have, mm-hmm. it really does a pretty good job with my kids being like distance learning, homeschooled.
Right.
Like those programs probably would have helped me when I was 6 or 7. With learning to read and
doing math
and whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah. I wish there had been pandemics when we were kids.
Yeah. These kids these days, fucking pandemic.
It was so easy with these pandemics.
Do you know what I would have done to be able to hang out inside for a year? man.
Yeah. Not be judged by all the other elementary school kids.
I didn't like,
Bastards.
It's going to be a rude awakening for
when you throw them back in the meat grinder next year.
No, they're thinking about going back to school. In like
a month or something.
A month. And
it seems weird to me. I'm pretty far removed. I'm not in school and I'm not a parent. It seems weird that they would do it mid-year.
Yes.
They've already made it for so long. Why wouldn't you just wait and then
these just are great
be sure of the pandemic being under control or more under control and just wait the summer and wait till next fall, and then everybody goes back to school. So it's not, some people start now, some people are starting next month, some people are starting 2 weeks. It just seems silly to me. I should be in control.
No. I think the real answer is money, right? They make money on how many kids show up at school.
Yep. And kids are dropping out because like a kid was going into kindergarten, like, oh, I'm going to hold my kid this year so I don't have to deal with all this garbage.
Yep.
But the school gets money per kid. So now they just lost whatever $10,000 from their budget or something,
right? Per kid or whatever.
Per kid,
and it won't be just it won't they won't make it up next year.
There's
got to be some sort of a delay. Probably,
I think that was part of part of that stimulus thing was to pay schools for a lot of their shit that they've lost money on for this last year.
Your stimulus checks?
I got mine already.
Yeah, I already got mine.
Your next one? Your 14?
The 14.
Yeah, I should probably have it.
It came in Friday. Fucking Trump took like 3 weeks with his measly $600.
But,
it's like Biden signs that shit.
No,
3 hours later.
I didn't get a check.
In my account.
I didn't get a check with Biden's signature on it, though.
You wanted that check?
Yeah.
You were like, this is going to be worth something. Like a baseball.
It's worth something like emotionally.
Yeah.
When I got my Eagle Scout, I got a paper signed by Bill Clinton.
Oh.
Well, yeah.
First or second term?
This would have been second term? 95? 96?
First term.
First term? Maybe end of the first 92 term?
92 and 96 he was elected.
I was 15, so 97. Second term.
Second term, okay.
So like post... Monica Lewinsky. Feelings about that.
He could have been
honestly at the time.
He could have been signing that with his junk in her mouth.
Maybe
I'm not. That's just absolutely a fact. It's a possibility.
there's absolutely no way that's not a possibility.
I remember at the time not caring at all about that. I thought that was such a non-issue.
But is the president just sitting in his office signing Boy Scout?
No.
Certificates all day long?
If he's getting head from whatever her position was.
think she was an intern, wasn't she?
Yeah, she was.
I mean, that's like fucked up, but you know, like the power dynamic there.
Yeah, completely. Pretty, but it's not pretty... fucked up that he was signing Boy Scout, Eagle Scout things. That's
he didn't
not
really
fucked.
Sign it. It was mass
you don't
produced.
Know. You don't
Wait,
know that.
No,
it's
get
not
it
a
out.
Real signature. I'll go find it. I
go
don't think
dig
I,
it out
I'm
of
sure
your scrapbook.
I threw it away.
Pause this episode.
Go
I'll be right
drive
back.
Out to your mom's house right now.
No, it's
go
at
check.
My house.
Oh,
I have a trunk full of pointless shit from when I was a kid that I can't throw away.
Yeah,
like my Letterman jacket. Cool.
What did you letter in?
Oh, a bunch of junk. Football and wrestling and track.
Big time.
Yeah.
Did you get a letter you there, Brooke? The...
No.
No? You never got a letter? They were so easy. I had so many. They were just like falling out of my pocket.
I didn't get one. I bowled for 1 year. And
but that's not a real not sport. On varsity.
Fuck you. We're it.
Wait, you okay. weren't even varsity bowling?
There was only one bowling team.
That's fucking
I'm considering
pathetic.
Hey.
There was only one bowling team and it wasn't varsity.
And you couldn't get on it.
At what alley did you bowl? See, you're making it up.
You got me. I didn't realize there'd be follow-up questions. No, there was a gal that had a crush on me who was the she was a senior and I feel like I was a sophomore or a junior and she was on the bowling team.
And she was like, only like guys that don't get letters in high school.
She was on the bowling team.
I love a beta male.
A beta bowler.
Yeah.
A beta bowler. And she was also in the yearbook. So she said, hey, we're going to get in the yearbook for a bowling team, this gal. And I went with her. It was like me and her on the bowling team. All right, it wasn't a bowling team. We just like bowled after school.
Was this a club? Or this wasn't a real sport because you didn't compete
there was some,
in the
There was high school competition.
Did you compete with her bowling that time? The one date you went on in high school?
No. It was a real. I played Roosevelt. I played, man, that guy could roll. That big old guy. He could roll. He was
Is that
like
what you
this,
call it?
He was a 400-pound dude.
Good at rolling?
Man, he could fucking roll.
Mm.
He would.
Just,
know,
it's just basic
you know,
physics.
He'd hit Brooklyn style every once in a while.
Ooh, what's that mean?
That means you're coming in for the strike. You want to hit the one and the three pin.
I was kidding. I don't care.
I'm just going to lay down all of my bowling.
You really got him there, John.
Yeah.
You start he thought you cared. Idiot.
He thought I wanted to know.
Anyways, we went up to take pictures for...
You and this woman.
The bowling team. I think there was like 8 kids that were in it. And we actually competed. This is I have a trophy that says I got a 265 in a league game.
What? So I'm still confused. Was it actually a sport for the school, or was it a club like after school kind of?
Did you beat her at bowling? That's all that matters.
She wasn't that great.
Oh, okay.
Do you have any contact with her now? Are you still like friends on Facebook? You can razz her about.
I don't
find
even
her.
Know what her name.
She you could.
I used to know her name, Joe. There's something. I used to know a lot
of people's names. That's hard.
I used to like.
It's all come full circle.
You ever think back? Well, John, your first girlfriend was you married her. Right?
Yes.
We ever think back to like girlfriends you've had and then be like, what was her name?
Yeah.
I remember most of their names. Everyone from high school that I was friends with.
Well,
I remember every single one of them.
Your brain works better than my brain works.
Thank you. That's all I wanted.
Podcast over.
This is the final episode. I'm honored that I was part of this.
You should have, in high school, you should have been a thrower in track and field. Because that's a total fuck-off guy sport. And if you're a big dude, you'll just win because you're stronger than all the other kids.
They made those guys also run. Like,
oh,
at
no.
least for the warm-up.
Oh, whatever. We had to do a jog. We had to jog one lap.
Throw without warming up? How much sense does that make?
Like, why would I need to get my legs all tired before my arms?
We
like,
jogged one lap.
Yeah, that's two
And then
laps.
We went and fucked off. And then we would win every competition because we had a bunch of big dudes. And we're like, oh, this is awesome. Throw rock heavy. I win. And everyone was sprinting and barfing and having a terrible time.
I did nothing.
Sounds traumatic.
You got a Letterman from golf?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. An actual sport.
Yeah.
So if you call that. I mean, it's not really team. I'm in it for the team.
We were on a team. The way it was facilitated.
By points.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. Well,
wrong again.
Not points, but cumulative score of 4 of the 5 teammates.
Oh, so you can drop one?
Yeah.
Oh.
Here's a weird way to play bowling. is a team of five.
Are we still talking about yeah. bowling?
A team of five. The first guy rolls the first lane, the first, whatever they're called.
Starting Jesus to sound Christ. Made up.
First and sixth frame, second and seventh, third and eighth, fourth and ninth, and so on.
Uh-huh.
Isn't that weird? So it's like you got to set it up like this guy follows through. He's good under pressure. We're giving him 5 and 10.
Why is the scoring so stupid in bowling?
I think it's to keep poor people from learning how.
I remember like that was like an important part of middle school PE was learning how bowling scoring works. Man. Right after we learned square dancing.
Turns out I went to the wrong middle school
yeah, no
because
shit.
I don't know how to score bowling.
Well, computers just do it now, and who cares?
Yeah.
Nobody knows
I mean,
how it works.
I don't know how to use computers either, but I don't bowl anyway, so fuck it.
Yeah, I've always hated bowling. It's too much sitting around.
So my buddy Tyler over here.
Yes, sir.
That's me.
Did you want to do one more question, or you want to talk about Tyler?
My buddy, we could do... Ask
me the question.
Tyler, you got pretty fucked up by some folks... in your life, like shit kicked out of you.
Yeah.
When I, how old were you? Like
I was 22 years old.
I heard about this. Like I'm a UPS driver at 22 and I hear Tyler is like fucking almost dead down in, and it's scared to everybody.
Tempe, Arizona.
Never go there. Anyone.
Don't go to Tempe, Arizona. You too could get the shit kicked out of you.
Was that like just some random street gang just kicked the shit out of you?
Pretty random. I think that two of the four lived in the same apartment complex that I had just moved into and maybe had seen that they thought that I had some money.
Mm.
Thought that maybe the four of them could take it from me.
Like just, so it was just a mugging?
Yeah.
And what happened?
They didn't get very much money. They kicked the shit out of me. And then they got in a lot of, well, two of the four got in a lot of trouble. One a lot more than the other. One of them is like forever in jail.
He did no
some,
kidding.
Did for some other things
oh.
that he was tried for previous to being tried for mine. So it was like a third strike when he was found guilty for my thing.
Wow. Man. So you were just walking home? From work or something?
I've been there a couple weeks, and I went out to the bar with this cat that I had met down there. He dropped me off at a gas station where I went in like a corner store. I got some beers to take back to my house.
Yeah.
And then took like a covered alleyway, which was the wrong thing to do.
Hmm.
And then these, I was going to say gentlemen, these folks were waiting for me to take that wrong turn.
No shit.
Yeah. And so, yeah, just... Wrong
they just
place,
came
wrong
in
time.
Swinging, or they have weapons, or
I believe that they had like a ballpark souvenir baseball bat.
Okay, your memory's probably fake.
I don't have a single memory of it at all.
That's terrifying to
and
me.
And now it's 14 years later,
almost 14 years.
You're doing like fucking great.
Yeah, every step I take is a miracle. Doing fine.
Wow, was that severe?
It was really. Oh yeah,
it was awful.
Like. I probably saw you, I don't know, a year after.
When did you get married? My first memory of you is your wedding up in Mount Tabor. Maybe not. Maybe I saw you Christmas of that year or something.
2009.
So that would have been 2 years. It was. I'm sure I saw you before that.
And you were having trouble walking around, right?
Yeah.
But now, yeah.
To a degree. Yeah, like learned basically how to walk again.
How hard is that? Is everyone as hard as everyone says?
Yeah, they say it's pretty hard.
I mean, I have no idea. I don't like there. It wasn't. Not only was my brain injured, so I like the processing was relearned, like over a period of time as well. It was just a thing that you like. How hard was it to learn how to walk the first time? You don't like you. It's hard to say.
My
you
baby
don't.
Seems
you
to
don't
be
really
a hard
know.
Time with it.
Oh yeah, you have a third person view of it because you have kids.
Yeah, I know. I'm
but
like,
for
come
your,
on, how hard is
for
this?
Yourself? Do you remember yourself learning how to walk?
Well, Brooks does.
Yeah. Brooks remembers my you mom. Learning how to walk.
Somehow.
I remember you learning
you
how to walk.
You were up in heaven watching me.
Aw. Yeah, so you were just out for... a couple years.
My first memory
Coming back.
October 15th, 2007, so I got mugged. My first memory is Thanksgiving of 2007, so like 40-ish days.
Wow.
And my first memory is here in Portland, and it was in Tempe that my last memory was.
So just in a coma for that long? In a coma?
There's like a thing called a Glasgow coma scale to determine whether or not a person is in a coma. So I was in a coma for 11 days, and the blank memory is like 40 or so days. It's not the way that it's displayed on TV. You don't just wake up like, oh, fuck, what happened?
Yeah.
Did anybody have like pig faces when you finally got your memory back?
What?
Remember that Twilight Zone episode?
Horse faces.
Horse faces. Oh.
No.
Somebody wakes up from a coma and they all have pig, and like everybody's got pig faces.
I'm glad that it wasn't like that.
Okay.
And her face is bandaged up and she takes off her bandaged face and they're like, she's hideous.
Because she's not a horse face?
She didn't have a pig face.
Oh, okay.
Okay, that didn't happen. Just checking.
No, that didn't happen. Okay.
But fuck, man. That's great that you're doing so well
super,
now.
Super crazy fortunate. I've had just incredible, immense support from a million different people, kids that I've grown up with, their families. I mean, just everybody that could have supported me was incredible the whole way through. I mean, still, this is almost 14 years, 13 and a half years, and I still get incredible support.
I'm going to stop soon. This was the last time.
Yeah, you got enough.
From here on out, the guilt trip for your almost being murdered.
Do you want?
I'm calling it. 14 years seems like enough time.
It's not 14, not yet.
Yeah, he's saying when it's 14, you're out.
October 15th this year will be 14 years.
All right. Okay, I'm good.
So, do we need like a follow up? 14 years, the support stops.
Stop.
So in four. So that would be
kick to
October 15th of 2035. No, 2030.
Another 14 years later.
Yeah, 2035. Then 28 years, 2035, October 15th, we'll do a comparison episode, how things were with the support versus without the support.
Oh, what if he fucking falls apart?
Yeah. Oh, you're going to feel awful. Don't have any feelings, but some people will take that chance.
My mom's like, why did you stop, Brooks? It was downhill from then on.
Does she listen to this podcast?
No, I hope not.
Sorry, Wendy.
You need to convince him not to give up on the support. You know how much I need this.
Yeah.
All right. I'll give you 3 more years.
But
I want you to have it figured out by then.
There's no way I can figure it out without a comparison. So maybe you could take a break from supporting me for a year.
All right.
But you have to talk to everybody that I know.
Right.
Everyone who supports me.
No, just only me. Everybody else can do it.
Well,
we
all know.
I'm done.
Your support is critical.
Yeah. I'm the linchpin.
Right. Without Brooks.
I don't tell a lot of people this, but since we're talking about it, your support has really been what's gotten me through.
Wow.
And to be honest, well before getting mugged, just your support since you saw me birthed.
It's just Brooks existing gives everyone strength around him.
I try and do my best.
There's no try.
Only do.
I do my best always.
It's there great. You your my, support is immeasurable.
Okay. My best is pretty good.
Yeah, depending. Not at bowling, obviously.
Yeah,
probably not. You.
Couldn't even get a letter.
We're cutting all that out.
All right. So, Tyler, how do you feel about these people, these four fellas that did this crime?
I feel...
Because it's been so long.
Man,
it's unlikely you're full of rage still.
There's no rage. I feel awful that... I imagine, I don't know any of their stories before that happened to them. I imagine that they were raised poorly, that they had traumatic events that triggered things in their lives and led them to this awful path. And I empathize with that. That sucks. For anybody to not have options besides to go jump somebody to try to get money, that's a shitty thing.
Were they young?
They were similar young age? I think the first one that they caught was like 15 and developmentally handicapped.
Yeah, that's...
So that's he tricky. Probably, was in a shitty situation and didn't have Brooks to support him.
Right. We should develop a program, a Brooks for every neighborhood.
I mean, I'll go play Nintendo 64 with at-risk youth.
These kids don't stand a chance if you're playing Mario Donkey Kong.
Kong Country.
Oh, fuck no.
Oh, dominant.
But you could teach them.
I could teach them the ways.
Maybe they
ways.
Could teach you how to bowl.
Oh, man.
So, yeah, I mean, that's complicated, right? Because...
So, yeah, I'm not glad that it happened by any stretch, but I think that I'm in an infinitely better place now than I was on track for being. I mean, things could have gone any direction. I drank a whole bunch then.
Yeah.
So, like, worst case scenario, could have been drunk driving the next night and killed a family or something, or killed myself or
sure.
or anything. But just so any range of possibilities from that to having, like, pursued a golf career the way that I imagined, it seems super unlikely that it would have gone as well as I wanted it to.
But right. Is that why you were in Tempe?
That's why golf? I moved down there with a friend who was also an aspiring golfer, and we tried to get...
Is that like a golf place?
Yeah. I mean, it just doesn't rain there, so yeah, the golf is immaculate.
My brother-in-law is from... I think he's from Scottsdale. He's from outside of Phoenix. And he loves golfing, which is interesting.
He does?
Yeah. He doesn't seem like the guy.
He doesn't seem like a golfer, but I guess
it's,
who does?
It must be an Arizona thing.
Yeah, I mean, it's a, how old is he?
Your age.
Yeah.
His age.
I think, could I get into golfing? I don't get into many things unless someone says, let's do this thing. And I'm like, yeah, sure. John, you want to get into golfing?
No.
And you want to start every Saturday and we golf and you wake me up?
I mean, I like walking around in the grass.
I like walking around.
That's what's nice about golf.
It's, yeah. I had the opportunity to golf down in, where was that? Down Klamath Falls. What's that big golf course down there?
The Running Y Ranch.
And it is like fucking beautiful.
Yeah, it's like, this is nice out gorgeous. Here. And the sun's shining. You're having mm-hmm. a good time. You could drive a fun little car. I mean, I'm into that.
But just the spending of the $100 to do a thing.
Like, seems like a rich guy sport to me.
I'm going
to
go out on a limb here and guess that nobody from Rose City Golf Course listens to this podcast. At least nobody who is going to snitch me out for this. I can get us on for free.
How do you get on? You
just... I work there.
Oh, hey.
Oh. Well, there you go.
Well, John, you
at least I
golfing?
Did before they hear this podcast.
You're fired. Well, they don't know your last name.
No, they do. They oh, the people on this podcast?
Yeah.
Yeah.
This could be any old Tyler. There's a lot of Tylers.
But yeah.
But Andy, you didn't know this. He works at Rose City Golf Club.
Andy.
The mechanic.
The mechanic.
The garage that's on the side.
He fixes the electric cars.
Tractors.
Yeah.
He doesn't fix the electric carts. Definitely doesn't. That's my realm.
Hey, oh,
that's your expertise. I would know him.
Hey, do you have strong feelings about Topgolf? Because I hate that place for no reason.
I've never been there. I have strong feelings that it is way more expensive than I would want to pay to go to a driving range.
There's one out in Hillsborough or Beaverton.
They've been around for much longer than the one in Hillsborough. They were in Phoenix many years before.
Yeah, it's a chain, yeah. And it's like they digitally track how far you're...
Oh.
Thing. Yeah, so there's like cool competitions, like you hit this yellow ball, you hit this red ball, and you can see, you know, you have this target per on the screen, and it says who hit it closer.
But I think that's, if you drank, you'd probably be all
I think
about
that's
it.
What it is.
Yeah,
it's
just
like a bar, but
get
you can
drunk
golf.
And hit balls around.
Yeah.
Anyway, I've never wanted to go there.
Every time I play, whoever's playing with me says, you got a lot of potential. You just need to work on this, this, and this. And I'm like...
Well, that's like literally everybody at everything.
No, but I have a lot of potential.
You have exponentially more at golf than anybody at anything else, sure.
Because I have big, long arms and a weird body. And I can
you
hit
have a,
one if hell.
You have a great body.
It's not weird. It's beautiful.
It's beautiful.
Thank you.
Body positive.
But I'm more like an orangutan.
I've been told I'm really good at golf as well.
Oh.
Yeah, I have potential.
Wait.
I want to...
What?
Let me jump in here. I'm going to say you both have beautiful bodies and a world of potential at golf.
Wow. Amazing. Although,
let me jump back in here. You both have kids and busy lives, so there goes all of that potential for golfing.
Yeah, I also don't have the desire to go golfing.
The thing...
I do want to drive the little car around.
You could be Brooks's caddy.
Oh, okay.
Well, all right. Well, he has no potential.
Is there?
And I have no advice. I'm like, you're doing a great job.
Are caddies like go to college to become a caddy? Like,
I imagine
PhD in caddying.
Well, I don't think there's school.
No,
but
not really. You just like
experience.
It's more like a personal connection with the person and a knowledge of golf in general, obviously, but then like an intimate knowledge of their game, of how they play, what their habits are, and then like their psychology of it, how they'll handle this situation or that situation, what you could say to
just
ease the tension.
Their assistant. It's just their assistant, right. And you've watched them play a thousand
when you're like
hours.
A confidant, right?
Yeah.
So
all I know
when
is,
you watch golf, do you like, know anything about the caddies? Are you like, oh man, he's got his good caddy today. He's gonna.
I mean,
you
don't have people switch caddies sometimes, but it's not like you change it every week.
No,
it's just a one off.
But do you see a golfer and be like, he's got the best caddy?
Like
in the
Tiger
place.
Woods caddy.
Tiger Woods caddy when Tiger Woods was Tiger Woods was great caddy.
So he had his playing
Stevie
card.
Stevie Williams.
See?
Okay. All right.
Stevie Williams.
He didn't have his playing card. A lot of the caddies are really good golfers also, but not like PGA Tour golfers, or they would be on the PGA Tour. Mm. They'd have caddies of their own.
Caddy.
Mm. Interesting.
Do you want to do one more question before we go out?
Yeah, Tyler,
here?
We usually burn two of these.
Sure. Give me.
If you had to be one cartoon character, who would you be? Brooks, I think you'd be like a Johnny Bravo with your big dumb hair. You guys ever watch that show?
I watched it a little bit. And he's like he's not the superhero one, is he?
No, he's like a...
Who's the interviewing?
Space Ghost?
Space Ghost. Coast to coast.
Space Ghost is great.
I think of myself more as a Homer Simpson.
Yeah, I can see that.
Well, who do I identify with, or who would I be if I could just choose?
Who would you want to be?
Oh, who would I want to be?
If you had to be one, who would you be?
Fucking forcing me into comes in.
Gun
to your head. I'm turning you into a
cartoon character.
Sterling, Sterling Archer.
Oh, yeah. Archer is pretty cool. But he's got that hearing loss.
Yeah.
Hearing aids?
He's got tinnitus or tinnitus. Some people pronounce it that way.
I got to watch all the rest of Archer.
I haven't seen the seventh episode. Or the seventh season, yeah.
It's pretty much the same.
Everybody quotes it. I think it's just another one of those things that people love quoting.
Yeah.
I'm like, oh.
They're pretty funny wit displayed by the characters. They say, funny things. And
I really love Bob's Burgers.
Same
voice
author
actor,
of it?
H. John Benjamin voices both of them. And there was a crossover episode. It's pretty funny.
I remember that episode actually. Yeah. Now that you say it,
Wild Kratts, the older brother from Wild Kratts. Your kids watch Wild Kratts?
No, I don't know what that is.
It starts out as two real life brothers who go exploring the world, and so they're talking about alligators at the beginning, and then they turn into a cartoon, and it's the same voices and same brothers, and then they learn about alligators.
So you want to run around like Steve Irwin style,
but they get these cool suits that turn them in. To those animals. Oh. So I could be an animal on every episode, a different animal. I could run like a cheetah.
Oh.
That's not a cartoon character.
They're a human, then they turn into a cartoon?
Yeah, the cartoon. I want to be the cartoon version.
Do you want a cartoon with like powers? Do you want to be like.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. Something cool with powers.
Hmm.
Batman, I could be rich.
But I always want to drink that bounce juice that the gummy bears used to drink.
They would bounce around.
Yeah.
Isn't that the same stuff, that purple drink that Lil Wayne used to drink?
Purple drink?
Codeine? Scissorp, yeah. Codeine. Codeine, scissorp.
That seems fun. Yeah. Get you lean on. I don't know. Pretty much any one of them.
Yeah. It'd be cool being something else.
Yeah. Fry's got it pretty good in Futurama.
Pretty frustrating if you were going to be, who is that guy that was always after Wile E. Coyote?
Oh, the Roadrunner
road
is after.
Chased. Yeah. Wile E. Coyote would be frustrating.
Frustrating.
But I would be nice to fuck with a coyote.
No, man.
Like,
you
want to
be the Roadrunner?
Yeah, the Roadrunner. He never gets caught. He just fucks
meep.
Meep, meep. He rolls up on there. He's like, meep, meep. Look at this guy. He's going to have an anvil drop on his head.
Eats the seeds.
I got to go pee.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thanks for coming on, Tyler.
Thanks for having me.
You need any support while you're in the bathroom there?
Yeah, for a couple more months.
Bye-bye.
Bye.